Previously, we discussed your dividends from the Pembroke Fund, reported on Form 1099 DIV. Did you have any other income from the sale of stock, securities, or any other investments?
Yes, I sold some stocks this year.
Okay, do you have a 1099 for that?
Yes, I have this Form 1099-B in this stockbroker's statement.
All right, we already discussed the capital gain distribution from the mutual fund when we entered the dividends. We'll examine the stock sale information now. I see the broker's statement has the sale details I need, but do you know when you purchased the Purdue stock?
I bought the Purdue stock back in July 13th, 2000.
I see the sale of the date was March 10th of the current tax year. That means the holding period for the stock was more than 1 year. They call that long term, and it determines both where the information is reported and the tax rate for any gain. Now, do you know the basis for the stock?
What is that?
That's what it cost you, including any broker fees or commissions.
Oh, yes, it cost $10,053, plus I had to pay $35 in fees.
Okay, have you had any other costs, stock dividends or stock splits related to the stock since then, such as additional fees?
No, that's it. Wait, when I sold it, I had to pay $35 more.
That means that the basis for the stock is $10,088. The 1099-B shows that you received net proceeds of $8,859 when you sold the stock, so the $35 you paid on the sale is already taken into account. We'll put all these numbers in the tax software. After I enter these other transactions from the broker statement, we'll then get a final net gain or loss on Form 8949 in Schedule D. This will determine the amount that will be reported on Form 1040.